Hello and welcome. This is Brian from bclarkart.com. bclarkart.shop is the site you'll be redirected to. And in this newscast, I'm just going to be going over a few headlines. Before I get to that, when you get involved with the art industry or any industry, you will have times where things go well and then times where things do not. And the last 24 hours have been a time of things going wrong. So just want to talk about that for a second. I, you know, completed a sketch and it was not, let's just say I made an error. But, you know, these are the things that help you grow and help you learn. And definitely I would say to people who work with pencil and ink, be careful with ink and getting it all over your hands and stuff, because that can, it can mess you up later. Now, the next thing is just, I use Camtasia for my screen recordings, and it looks like you have to keep the, if you use Camtasia, you have to keep the older versions, because it's an add-on to have the newest version of Camtasia, which is 2021. So if you upgrade, it's definitely wise to, of course, keep the original version installed. I didn't know that, you know. I was just trying to free up some space on the computer, and I didn't, you know, realize that. So, a few hiccups. So, I'll be downloading the newest version of Camtasia Studio 2021. And I had picked it up a while back, and I just want to, you know, work with it a little bit and see what happens with this version. Okay, so let's get right into it. So here's a headline from my neighbor's engine. I'm sorry, it's pretty loud. You know, I guess that's the headline. Sometimes it's kind of loud in the area. So RollingStone.com, Obama's ethics chief scoffs at White House's plan to keep Hunter Biden's art sales anonymous. So they're keeping Hunter Biden's art sales anonymous. And the White House says it has created a system that allowed the president's son, Hunter, to sell his artwork without knowing the name of the buyers to prevent anyone from trying to curry favor by purchasing a painting during a planned auction this fall. But former Obama ethics chief Walter Schaub called the arrangement preposterous and very disappointing. Hunter Biden pursued his art career recently after writing a memoir about struggles with substance abuse. So he is also currently under investigation by the Department of Justice regarding his business dealings with China, other matters as well. Although he maintains his innocence, saying in his December statement, "I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors." So these paintings that he's going to be selling are going to be anywhere from with this gallery owner, Burgess, the owner of the gallery hosting the auction, setting the prices, receiving all bids, and selecting buyers. People familiar with the arrangement told the Washington Post, which first reported the terms of the arrangement. Burgess will also be responsible for keeping buyer information anonymous from both Hunter Biden and the White House, and for denying sales to suspicious buyers who offer above asking price. So all interactions regarding the selling of the art and setting of prices will be handled by professional gallerists, adhering to the highest industry standards. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a briefing on Friday, and any offer out of the normal course will be rejected out of hand. So this is going to be, you know, I guess this is a case of like who you know. The price point, I want to get to that. So, The idea that they're going to flag any overly priced offers, well, this is art that hasn't even been juried into a community art of sale, according to Schaub. How are they going to decide what's unreasonable when they've already priced it in the range of $75,000 to $500,000 for a first outing? This is a preposterous and very disappointing. So they're pricing the artwork from $75,000 to $50,000 first starting out. And, that's, once again, some people might even pay that, though, just for having that Biden name. You know, talk about how important name is in terms of, you know, being known for something, being known or even affiliated with someone who was a celebrity or whatnot will help you in whatever endeavors you have. Once again, in the case of Biden, Joe Biden. So the article goes on to state another quote from Schaub, which says they have outsourced government ethics to an art dealer. What's interesting too, I noticed that, supposedly Hunter Biden is not professionally trained or, of course, the article in the New York Post was talking about just how he was not professionally trained. He doesn't have credentials, yet he's selling artwork for this much money, But once again, I want to state this is, once again, who you know and who you're affiliated with. This is how a lot of the art industry operates. So, and a lot of things in society in general, but let's continue on. They have outsourced government ethics to an art dealer, according to Schaub, said of the plan to have Burgess keep the sales anonymous and make the major decisions around who buys the painting. Okay, who's buying these paintings? Mentioned industry standards, Schaub said. It's an industry that's notorious for money laundering. There's no standards in that industry. Okay, so we talk about, a lot of people talk about the corruption in the art industry and just how, you could be an artist that paints really, really well, sketches really, really well, studied, spent years working on your craft, everything, and, get the exposure that, somebody who just threw some paint on a canvas did. Didn't take no time to do it. Maybe took them 5 seconds to make the painting. So, this is what goes on. And Schaub continued to saying that there's no way to guarantee the buyers will remain anonymous. There's nothing we can do to monitor to make sure that Hunter Biden or anyone in the White House doesn't find out the dealer keeps his or her promise, that the buyers don't care. The White House asks for a meeting and say, hey, I just bought the president's son's art for $500,000. And Schaub added, this arrangement is setting a dangerous precedent. Even if you happen to trust Joe Biden, what if the next president has the character of a Donald Trump? Schaub said, this would be a perfect mechanism for fueling bribes to that president. So this is, we talk about the art industry, and I think a lot of artists feel it's very unfair, very biased. But, I've tried different some websites in terms of selling my artwork, and it's definitely a hit or miss thing. It just depends on how good the artwork is, and then supply and demand. Who wants the art? Who's, what's the timing? Timing is everything. Like when you're trying to sell art on the internet, timing is everything. If you, let's say right now you did a painting of Kwame Brown, and Mama's cooking in Kwame Brown. I'm quite sure if you'd have timed that, like right when he first came, right when Mama's cooking was real hot, chances are you would have sold that art piece to somebody that wanted to collect that. This is something to remember this time in history when this happened. This major controversy happened when this quiet NBA player began to speak out against the, the get along crew, AKA Illuminati. You probably would have done pretty well. So timing, I want to say for artists out there who are trying to sell their maybe you don't even want to, you know, sell in the, of course we all want to sell in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. That would be great. But, you know, just imagine, you know, you sell it for, I want to say, you know, let's just say $100 profit you make, and it only takes you a day to do it. You're making $100 a day, obviously, but timing is going to help that price go up. So let's go on to the next news article at the globaltimes.cn. $4 David Boeing. See, I had some other things on my mind taking flight. $4 Bowie painting sells for $90,000. A painting of British pop icon David Bowie, recently discovered and purchased for about $4 at a Canadian store that resells donated goods, has been sold at an auction in Toronto for nearly $90,000, the auction house said Friday. So auction house in Toronto. I need to go to that auction house. But anyways, the sale price blew past auction house Callie Abbott's estimated $7,000 to $10,000 valuation of the diminutive artwork, which went to a U.S. collector. Auctioneer Rob Cowley said a dozen bidders vied for the computer and acrylic collage on canvas that is a part of the so-called D-Head series of portraits of the Ziggy Stardust rocker himself, his friends, and others that he painted between 95 and 97. 1995, 99, 97. The era of the Tupac. The 24 by 20 centimeter painting of a pale figure dressed in teal clothes with teal and red hair on a crimson background was originally sold through a website around 2001. It somehow found itself two decades later at a donation store in South River, Ontario, 300 kilometers north of Toronto. There, an anonymous buyer paid $4 for it. We were very excited to discover that the artwork was original and authentic. Callie had told AFP at the start of the two-week online auction. Bowie signed initials on the back. He said, "We're authenticated by a Bowie autographs expert." The seller is delighted and shocked that the painting fetched such a high price, Callie said on Friday. Bowie attended art school and collected hundreds of artworks during his lifetime that were sold off for tens of millions of dollars after his death. But his own artworks, according to Callie, rarely go on sale. Starting with Space Oddity in 1969, Bowie scored hit after hit more than four decades, ranging from the Gene Genie and Heroes in the 1970s to Let's Dance and Modern Love in the 1980s to even more recent hits such as 2013's Wistful, Where Are We Now? 2 days after the release of his 24th studio album, Black Star, on his 69th birthday, Bowie died of cancer on January 10th, 2016. So, and of course, the conspiracy theorists are going to say that he's still alive. And then, you know, they present evidence out there. But, definitely check out some people who are into those conspiracies. They're not, sometimes not so crazy people. So, anyways, $4 David Bowie painting sells for $90,000. Just incredible. Once again, having a name, being known for something, sometimes outside of art, is actually more important, it looks like, about the sale of some of these paintings. And of course, you know, unfortunately, a lot of artists that, you know, the artwork sells for a lot, they're deceased. And that's, Maybe it's good to fake your death these days. I don't know. Just to be able to make it and not have to work a job you hate. Okay, so now let's go to comicbook.com. They had a comic book artist. First of all, you know, want to send our prayers and good thoughts and good wishes, and to give an ashe out to artist Robson Rocca, dies after COVID complications. So I want to rest in power. Rising DC Comics star Robson Rocca has passed away Sunday afternoon. Word began circulating on social media of the artist's passing after an extended battle with COVID-19. Just last week, his friends of the Aquaman artist publicly asked for help in locating blood donors so Rocca could get a transfusion. Robson broke into comics in 2010 and signed an exclusive art deal with DC Comics in 2016, where he's remained since. Arguably, his biggest break to date came when he took over interior artwork for Aquaman. I said Aquaman. Drawing pages from script by Kelly Sue DeConnick. So, you know, that's interesting. I did say Aquaman. I guess I'm kind of thinking about the Superman Man of Steel. This supposedly had a picture. Somebody had a video on YouTube talking about the new Man of Steel being a black, a.k.a. melanated, a.k.a. black character, which was Michael B. Jordan's face they had on there. So that would be interesting if they did that. I'd rather they just stay true to what everybody knows Superman as being. But I guess this is kind of like the, you know, showing black people in a better light or more mainstream, I guess, is what they're trying to do. I don't know. All I know is that, you know, there has been a bias for a long period of time. And it's good that we're kind of breaking these social, these things that kind of separate people and divide people, which is, to me, unfortunately, you know, what a lot of our society does is divide us among so many different things. So let's continue on with the article. Long time comic book artist Yildiray Cynar broke the news on Twitter, offering his condolences to Rocca's family and friends. I'm sorry to hear the learn that Robson Rocca left us today. R.I.P. Robson, so young and gifted and early. My condolences to his family, his loved ones, and all of his fans. So definitely lost some major talent here. Just looking at the artwork, just incredible detail. So I talk about why I'm impressed by artists, just the level of detail, because I know how meticulous that you have to be an artist that draws in such detail. So one final thing, Rocca's work on Aquaman. In addition to Aquaman, Rocca completed work on acclaimed Green Lanterns, run alongside Sam Humphries. Other credits include Lobo, Sinestri, Birds of Prey, Superboy, Batman, or Superman, and those are a few things that he worked on. So he says, "I've been a fan of comic books since I was a child," said Rocca back in DC, signed him. "To have the opportunity to work with DC characters and admire and love so much is a dream come true. So these heroes have helped me believe in a better and much more fantastic world. And see, I hope that my contribution to these characters will help me to inspire others." So, sad loss in the DC world. And, you know, these are the things that, you know, we don't see foreseen. You know, and this COVID-19 has kind of affected a lot of people. And I think it's important that we keep our bodies healthy, first and foremost. There's a lot of, it's a good post on Instagram. Somebody posted what a pharmacy should look like, and it just showed a bunch of natural things that are good for our bodies to help protect against viruses and disease. Dis-ease is within the body. And, you know, of course I can't give medical advice, but what I do know is that, you know, I believe in God, and I believe that He created the earth loaded with things that help the human body. And, you know, it's good to know what these things are and be educated on, you know, having that. I think it's good for everybody to take a course on just natural ways to keep your body healthy, despite the Rona, and despite the all these other terrible things that can happen when you don't do so. You know, I myself has gained a lot of weight, and as an artist, and as a having a transportation profession, like I can easily get fat in a heartbeat. I mean, the wings, you know, the fries, the extra pickles, not so much the pickles, but, you know, the sitting aspect of it. That's why, manual labor jobs are harder on your body, but boy, you at least are in shape. So, the last thing I want to talk about is just, definitely check out the collections at bclarkart.com. And once again, if you go to bclarkart.com, it will send you to bclarkart.shop and redirect you to the site, the main site, until I'm ready to build something on the .com domain. And I just want to say, just keep plugging at it. You know, a lot of times, you know, the frustration of, you know, doing art is not seeing the art piece not being what you wanted it to be. And it may not be that, but at the same time, like, you have to be patient and diligent and have that type of, have that type of fire to not give up despite adversity, because it's coming and it's going to be how you react to it. One thing I know about aging and manhood is, you know, you learn how to not be reactive to things that happen around you, but be proactive. And, those are the things that kind of give you that logical way of approaching drama. You know, I have to, you know, with my job, I have to deal with drama almost every second. I have to deal with sometimes hostility from other drivers and things of that nature. And it's just learning how to, like, as long as you didn't get in an accident, you know, keep calm. And even if you get in an accident, keep calm and wait for the, you know, police to get there, you know, and handle it in a mature way and not a violent way, not a way that'll make you just totally lose control. Of course, a lot of times when people do get in accidents, if you caught a person at a bad time and that other person's at a bad time in their life, you know, something can just blow up and just turn into something deadly. And we got to realize that these cars, yeah, yes, they get us to where we need to get to. But at the same time, you got a life to live. There's no sense of hurting another individual over a car, you know, over somebody hitting your car. It could have been an accident, could have been having a bad day. It could be stressed out, you know. So it's important to just, I think it's best to just name the car and stay calm. Obviously, you want to see how much damage has been done. Obviously, you don't want to get hit and then the person drive off. You hope they stay and wait for the police, you know. And I've always been told to just stay in the car and just wait for the police to come and everything. And, you know, some people do, you know, do things different, you know. But hopefully, you know, I think that's another skill that should be taught in schools as well. You know, learning how to be calm, learning how to deal with problems in a calm, logical way. Conflict resolution should definitely be taught in schools, and simulating working in the workplace and how you talk and treat people, and why it's so important to respect other people's space, respect other people in general, respect how you talk to other people. And in general, I think it's good that most companies these days sit down and their employees have meetings and talks, and they go out and eat together sometimes and just converse and talk with each other to know what each other is going through and everything else, because you know, you never know what somebody's going through, right? You never know if that person is going to snap out if you do something that you may not think is a big deal, but they, you know, you might have, and in reality, you didn't even realize you really made somebody upset. So, like, all these things are important and need to be addressed. It's all interconnected with art. And, yeah. So, I'm going off the deep end, but this is the B. Clark Art Podcast. Once again, check out bclarkart.com. Check out all the beautiful works of artworks that I have. I'm going to try to put more originals on the website so y'all can check them out if y'all like to support the work. It would much appreciate it. You know, it would be really a dream manifest to be able to earn a living as an artist. You know, right now I'm not being really treated fairly in terms of the job that I do. And it would bring me a lot of joy to be able to, make artwork from another world all day. Stay tuned.